The story I like to tell about my crew, first of all, flew 116 missions. It was two tours without a single abort for any reason whatsoever, mechanical or whatever. And it's quite a record, and it mainly belongs to the crews that I had.
Sad to lose Bud. We lost him this past year, and I believe he was our last World War II triple ace. Just an amazing guy, an amazing supporter here at EAA.
And, you know, thinking back to Paul and Audrey starting the organization in the basement with 36 people, and you know, now we've got social media that's reaching millions and millions of people, and it boggles the mind to think about what would Paul and those other early members have thought about our ability to reach people.
Mm-hmm. And the way that you change the culture is you basically just start talking about it, and you have to eliminate the fear, and in order to eliminate the fear, you have to eliminate the retaliation, either right. Perceived or real. It starts with us just being open and honest.
My career has been always supporting women, lifting women up, always making it easier for the women coming up behind me.
And the mission went really well as a flight lead, like all these things that as a pilot, I was like, that went right. We hit our time on target. We did everything we were supposed to do. We got back, and I look around the room and I'm like, I'm equal. I'm as flight lead executed what this group of people needed me to do.
The future of these canards is young people. Absolutely, and that's true for everything in aviation.
I highly recommend you look into your local chapters. There's the 99s, there's EAA, there's a lot of different flying organizations, and a lot of those local chapters have scholarships that I have found go unused and untapped because people do not apply for them.
You know, the history, it's trite but true that the history we forget will be bound to relearn. And these airplanes can share a lot of stories that could very well have an impact on what the future looks like for our country.
Before you were pilots, what did you do, and what did you do to become pilots?
That's a pretty good question. Before I was a pilot, I dreamt about being a pilot.
There is truly nothing like this in the world.
This is my first Oshkosh Air Venture. Wow. Wow. The chaos is intoxicating. It's just phenomenal to be immersed in aviation.
You know, I just want to come here and see the Oshkosh place.
I have not been bored a single day of my life in this incredible industry.
You'd think after 100 plus years of aviation, everything would have been thought of.
You know, we got to build for the future, right? You saw some of that yesterday.
We have to find the advancements in technology everywhere it's at. Industry, universities, international partners, everywhere.
Don't take that initial no as your first answer.
I mean, guys, it's a flying car that actually looks like a car.
There are so many cool careers in this industry.
There's such a great supply of smart, enthusiastic people who just keep pushing it along.
It's always a great opportunity to be close to that great ecosystem that we have in general aviation.
But we are putting together the capability for our astronauts to actually explore the entirety of the lunar surface.
Quieter, supersonic sounds, so no longer a boom, but a thump.
Kids still love hearing about airplanes at the end of the day. Yes, sir.
We need to keep these guys involved and get them involved. And
you know, you can do anything you want if you work hard enough, believe in yourself, never give up.
How do you fly a mountain?
The mission of the band is to honor, inspire, and connect.
All these people here at the EAA, it's just the way that you bring your heart into this and make it happen for all of us is really special.
Pedro Pascal is a lot more handsome man, and he kept that helmet on a lot longer.
Here we go.
Tuesday.
Can I pat that down?
Shark Man St. John.
Tune in to news tomorrow. We'll be talking about sharks and cocaine.
If you could be anybody, then be Batman. Batman is cool.
We can.
Cake.
A scam artist nicknamed the Gucci Goddess.
Today in Meat.
It's Inside Out Dave.
Hello.
Is it me I'm looking for?
All right, I'm going to go take a little nap.
Great. Always have control of your wiener mobile.
Eddie, good job, guys.
Brakes are just a suggestion.
That's right.
Jim and Johnny, something's broken. Help.
Must get a little slippery.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Little show me proper form.
Windshield wiper figure.
How you do it.
So, identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
I think we went virus.
The other sticker's on the back of my badge, so you're with me forever.
only you knew what the latest blunder we've done.
It was so comfy this morning, Jim. I really didn't want to get up.
So I've been around. Yay. Sorry.
I'm the only person not participating in the dance party right now. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Put your hands back on.
What's the other one? TikTok. Yes. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
That is a huge crowd. Yeah.
What we need now is the theme from Jaws.
I would just like to point out that, once again, the weather guy couldn't predict the best part of the day.
Maybe the Space Force can have a kazoo band.
There you go.
Because in space, we can't hear them play.
That's right.
Well, as HR, I'm going to say absolutely no drugs ever.
There's something about
a couple females and a cup that just popped up.
Excuse me?
Best part of the week.
Nope, not doing that.
I myself would like a coloring book.
You know,
stop listening to us. Go look at that. That's way cooler.
This is going to wrap it up from the stand. I'm Steve Buss. This is EAA Radio.
How do you think it's going? I think it's going great, but, you know, I'm an audience of one.